303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Freedom Network, and we're going to be talking this morning about SSRI drugs. And for this basically is selective serotonin reabsorption inhibitors. That's a real mouthful. In fact, what are we talking about? Selective serotonin reabsorption inhibitors, SSRI drugs. Well, they're drugs which selectively inhibit or prevent the reabsorption of serotonin so that you get high doses of serotonin, which is one of the basic chemicals that makes our mind work. And the idea is if people are depressed, what they obviously need is more serotonin so they won't be so depressed, so they'll be happy. And so we have devised a number of drugs, Prozac, Luvox, a long list of SSRI inhibitors that are being sold like candy and given to people. They're given to soldiers going into battle because they may actually be a little depressed and thought they may be killed the next day. So we're going to raise their level of serotonin. And these drugs really do work. They do raise the level of serotonin, but what happens when you do that? What happens to the minds of the people you have chemically altered? Well, with us this morning is Betty Henderson, and she has been involved in trying to educate people about the dangers of this type of medication, which is widely used in the United States. Now, yesterday I was up on the Internet doing some research in preparation for this. There was a book called The Shooting Drug, and it simply was written by somebody, I believe, over in Great Britain, or at least it was published in Great Britain, going into the fact that most of the school shootings that you read about, or maybe the people who've committed mass crimes, have been on these SSRI drugs. And the most amazing thing is you can't find that book anyplace. I think it was originally written in 2000, republished in 2004. Amazon doesn't have it. You just can't get this book. At least I wasn't able to. Yesterday, as I perused the web, couldn't find a copy of the book for love nor money. Why? Well, somebody's obviously bought up all the copies. You know, there'd be a few copies out there, but somebody's buying up. Why would anybody want to buy up a little book on the shooting drug on Prozac or Luvox? Unless, of course, there was a conscious effort to keep the truth from the American people. Betty, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be on.
You go right ahead.
Oh, okay.
Is it Betty or Barbara?
Betty.
Betty, okay. Go right ahead.
Uh-huh. I have a website called SSRIstories.com. And in this website, I have captured from the media, newspapers, and so on, 3,166 cases where the reporters did report that the person who did some kind of a criminal act was taking one of these SSRIs like Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Luvox, Effexor, Lexapro, Celexa, or Cymbalta, one of those drugs was being taken by the perpetrator of a crime. And so I captured all these stories, and I put them on SSRIstories.com. And I do want to say that if you're taking an SSRI, do not be afraid because of this, in the sense that don't go off your drug abruptly. That's one of the most dangerous things that a person can do. And when you go into SSRIstories.com, on the cover page, at the very top, there is a warning, and it says that withdrawal can often be more dangerous than continuing on a medication. It is important to withdraw extremely slowly from these drugs, usually over a period of a year or more, under the supervision of a qualified specialist. And one of the reasons I say this, too, is that some of the stories are people who recently withdrew from the drugs, like the school shooting at Northern Illinois University. The young fella went up on the stage and shot five people in the auditorium, then killed himself. He was withdrawing from Prozac, had stopped it abruptly about 14 to 18 days before he did the shooting. And there are other cases like that. So these drugs are very hard and very difficult to withdraw from for some people, for most people, actually. So anyway, this is SSRI Stories, and I guess what people don't realize is that in the physician's desk reference, it lists the side effects, mania and psychosis, for these drugs. And we have millions and millions of people taking these drugs, and this listing for mania and psychosis is not a rare side effect. It's listed as infrequent, but not rare.
But don't many of these people actually develop homicidal and suicidal?
Yes, they become homicidal. Well, when you become a maniac, sometimes you can, you know, not all the time, but sometimes you can kill somebody. And so this is why SSRI Stories has over 1,000 murders, and, you know, if you include the murder-suicides, there's close to 200 murder-suicides alone. I don't know, a lot of people have noticed this increase in school shootings and this increase in murder-suicides, and they're wondering what's happening to our country. But they don't realize that the majority of this increase in murder-suicides and school shootings is being caused by these SSRI drugs like Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, et cetera.
And so, what people find it difficult to believe is that they would allow a dangerous drug on the market. I mean, certainly... we heard a lot recently about Tylenol, and certainly Tylenol in excess can get you into problems and can produce liver toxicity. And some people use it to excess. But at least you don't go around killing other people when you're on Tylenol. We've had it out there for a long period of time. So we focus people's attention on the danger of Tylenol, L-tryptophan. At one time they even took it off the market because one company put out a bad form of genetically altered or produced Tylenol. But certainly we don't hear of the real, very real dangers of Prozac, and literally millions of people in the United States and throughout the world are on this type of selective serotonin reabsorption inhibitors, and there are disastrous effects from this drug. But this information is being kept suppressed because this is a multi-billion-dollar, pharmaceutical experiment, and they really are experimenting on the American people for these drugs, and the people throughout the world as well. They know what they're doing; they just don't want you to know. We'll be back in just a moment with Debbie Henderson right here at the American Freedom Network.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess this morning, Betty Henderson, we're talking about SSRI drugs, and I thought it was just so interesting that that book, the shooting drug, the book just is not available anymore, and you wonder why. Is that just a coincidence, or is there really a conscious effort to conceal the truth from the American people? Who do we have on the line?
This is Betty Henderson.
Go right ahead, Betty.
I just wanted to say, Dr. Stan, that one of the reasons people don't really know too much about these SSRI problems is because the news media uses so much advertising from the pharmaceutical companies that they don't dare, you know, that's kind of like the money that they need to stay healthy.
And absolutely right. I think we do have a caller.
The majority of newspapers in the country in the United States are in big trouble.
Sure.
And so they need the advertising from the pharmaceutical companies. So if you went around and try to tell people that Prozac and Zoloft and Paxil and Cymbalta and Lexapro are going to once in a while cause somebody to murder somebody, they don't want to hear that, you know?
Well, of course, then the doctors don't know this because they get their information from the medical magazines that are financed by the drug companies.
That's right, the medical magazines.
Medical meetings that are financed by the drug companies. They talk to the detail people who come from the drug companies to see them, you know, at the end of the day to tell them what a wonderful drug Zoloft or Prozac is, and never mention the lethal complications that come with this. But I think there's somebody who's called in. Is there somebody out there calling in?
Yes, this is Rick from Longmont.
Yes, Rick.
I've been helping a youth that's has some issues. And I've sat in courtrooms in three different counties here in Colorado, and I've watched the judges say, you need medication. We're going to send you in for psychological counseling. You know what? A judge can't, you know, when you have that recommendation from a judge, you need medication, of course they're going to send them in. And this child's in a group home, and I don't think there is a child there that is not medicated. I honestly don't. I mean, I see these kids when I'm visiting being fed their pills, and it just amazes me. You know, these kids that are in the system are just fed this stuff like candy.
Certainly the Ritalin actually, of course, we're not talking about Ritalin. The Ritalin actually stunts the growth of the body and of the size of the brain, alters the total physiology. And yet we have millions of American children on Ritalin, and nobody's speaking out. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rick. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Yeah, the other thing was I know a friend's daughter that she was going to Christian counseling, and she had some very, very minor issues. I mean, she's a wonderful girl that most families would be very proud to have as their daughter, and the Christian counselor decided that she should be on medication and sent her to a psychiatrist. And she was they wanted to medicate her with Paxil, saying that she was depressed. If you met this girl, just a bubbly teenager, it seems like, yeah, you're right. They just seem to, well, the kid's here. We might as well medicate the child with something. And thank God she refused it. And at 17, she's probably she's a lot more responsible than most 40-year-olds I know.
Well, okay. Of course, with Paxil, there's a black box warning for anybody 24 years of age and under, you know. A black box warning put on by the FDA that it can cause an increase in suicidal behaviors. So you would have to be very, very, very cautious even talking about placing a 17-year-old on Paxil.
And yes, well, they're doing it all across America today because nobody looks at the black boxes after all. I mean, they're just put there to cover the drug company. No, they're put there to warn people, but, of course, people don't understand. These are potentially lethal drugs because they change the chemistry of the brain.
Yes, if you looked at the physician's desk reference to see what the actual side effects are, besides a manic reaction and psychosis, you'd see abnormal thinking, hallucinations, amnesia, agitation, abnormal dreams, emotional instability, alcohol abuse, paranoid reactions, confusion. And these are all, like, confusion is listed as a frequent side effect. So are sleep disorders. So is agitation. Those are all listed as frequent. And amnesia. So this is really, these are dangerous drugs.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Yes, hang on. They'll cut that off in just a moment here. Well, Betty, certainly as we see these drugs and the use of them, of course, expands. When you go to the doctor, you expect to get a drug. I mean, you don't want to go to a doctor who's going to say, well, why don't we just sort of talk to you about your problem? But everybody thinks that a pill is going to help. Now, what do the controlled studies, certainly, what happens to people who get a sugar pill compared with Prozac or
these
other drugs?
Well, in the clinical trials that they did, they found that 60% of the people in the clinical trials who took the Prozac responded well, and 40% of the people who took the sugar pill, or the placebo, as they call it, responded well. So there was just a 20% difference there, maybe one out of five people feeling better. And then they reanalyzed this over in England, and they realized that 20% was only 10% because the people on the drug knew that they were on the drug, and this was an extra placebo effect when they talked to the people and so on and analyzed it. So it's really maybe only one out of 10 people that are being helped. And
the question is, how many people are being harmed? Certainly we hear a story about, and what about people like Andrea Yates, who ends up killing all of her five children? She is on these drugs, and
Andrea Yates was on two antidepressants. That's what's really sad. She was on Effexor at the highest dose. Actually, it was above the highest dose that the physician desk reference recommends. I think they recommend 375 milligrams, and she was on 425. And she was becoming so nervous and agitated, and they went to the doctor, and he put her on another antidepressant. And he took her off an antipsychotic that she was on, and 9 days later she did the murders. So she was on two antidepressants, two of these SSRIs. It's really very sad. She became very psychotic, and she felt that God was talking to her and telling her to kill her children so that they could go to heaven or something. I mean, it was just, you know, ridiculous. It was just tragic.
I know it is. And, of course, her life is ruined. The children are dead. Her husband's life is ruined, and but, of course, nobody wants to blame the drugs, you know.
Yeah. Rusty Yates knows now that it was the drugs. He studied it thoroughly, and he understands what happened to her.
But, of course, the thing is that, you know, she was actually considered not guilty because she was psychotic.
She was found
not
guilty.
Is she still in a mental institution?
Yes, she was found not guilty by reason of insanity, and she is in a mental institution, jail type place. But the thing is, they found her not guilty by reason of insanity just on her own. They didn't say not guilty by reason of insanity due to psychiatric antidepressant use. You know, that was the big thing. So nobody knows. I mean, all this is kept hidden. The same with when you go into the index to SSRIstories.com, they're at the top of the 48 school shootings where the kids were on these SSRIs, including, of course, Columbine and Red Lake, Minnesota, where he was on triple the dose of Prozac, and Northern Illinois University, and just all different kinds. There was a terrible school shooting in Germany in March of this year, where the kid killed 15 people, 15 children, most of them girls in a class of freshmen, and then he ran across the street to the psychiatric clinic that he was attending and shot and killed one of the employees there, and then he killed himself. And he was on a medication for depression. You know, he was on one of these SSRIs. So it's not just the United States now that's seeing these terrible. The Crown Prince of Nepal killed 9 family members and himself about 4 years ago while he was on an SSRI. These stories are all up there on the index, and you can go in and read the newspaper article. And usually it tells which particular SSI they were on. Like it'll say, oh, he was on Zoloft or she was on Luvox or whatever. But once in a while it'll just say, well, they were on a medication for depression or they were on an antidepressant. So
well,
anyway,
see, what they do is it, well, it was the guns. My goodness, if there weren't the guns, why they, these people wouldn't have committed the crimes. Well, of course they'd commit the crimes. You can kill people all sorts of ways. You can kill them with a knife. You can kill them with a pair of stockings, you know, and strangle them. If you have these psychotic delusions, and of course, but rather than mention, of course, the danger of these drugs, which alter the chemistry of the brain, and once you get on them, you have great difficulty getting off of them.
This is the thing, the withdrawal syndrome. In fact, the FDA did try to help a little bit in March 22, 2004. They put out a general health advisory type warning, and in that warning they said, of course, that you should be very, very cautious when you discontinue the drugs. They call it discontinuation syndrome rather than withdrawal, because that can worsen in your condition and cause withdrawal mania. And so here's exactly what that FDA, it's called worsening depression and suicidality in patients being treated with antidepressants. And if you go to our cover page and go down to the bottom of the page and click on the links, there at the top of the links page, you can get connected to the FDA.gov website. And this is one of the things that they said. They said that anxiety, agitation, panic attacks, insomnia, irritability, hostility, that's their polite word for homicide, impulsivity, severe restlessness, hypomania, and mania have been reported in adult and pediatric patients being treated with antidepressants, both for major depressive disorders as well as for other indications, both psychiatric and, get this, non-psychiatric. And then they say if a decision is made to discontinue treatment, these medications should be tapered rather than stopped abruptly. Then it says see labeling for individual drug products for details. So, but this is a great kind of like a secret here in the United States. I mean that we have a drug out there that millions of people are taking that can cause some people to become homicidal, to become killers. And I think that's probably one of the worst side effects a drug can have.
We see this increase, dramatic increase in homicides. We see a dramatic increase in suicides. And then people just shrug and say, oh, well, those things are happening. Geez, oh, the world's getting worse. Without realizing that we are creating a lot of this. And any of our listeners out there who are interested in thought control, go up and try to get on the Internet. If you can get a copy of The Shooting Drug, a book published by a British publisher back in 2000, again in 2004, I'd sure like to get a copy of it, because I couldn't find any. It's almost as if somebody had siphoned up all the books.
Well, it's extremely difficult to get a book out about what's going on with these drugs, you know, because no publisher wants to touch it. They're frightened of it.
Right, because they threaten to sue them if they put out the truth.
That's true. There have been some books that have put out that have touched on it, like Dr. Joseph Glenn Mullen wrote The Antidepressant Solution, and he talked about some of these murders and suicides in it, and also Dr. Peter Bragan and Dr. Ann Tracy wrote a book, Prozac Panacea or Pandora, and she touches on all these individual stories. But, you know, they're hard to find these books, or they people just, you know, I mean, don't really know about it because they don't read about it in the mass media the way they read about, like, say, Michael Jackson's death. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And
well, the media focuses our attention on certain issues and totally ignores the others.
They do. And one of the things about SSRIs is they can cause bizarre behavior in people. And up on SSRI stories, we have 68 cases of bizarre behavior that were reported in the media where they mentioned the drug and people were doing strange and weird things. But as I was looking at Michael Jackson's death on the Internet, it said that he was taking Paxil and Zoloft, and he'd been taking these for many years. And I wonder if that influenced or exacerbated weird behavior on his part, you know, that the drugs can... when I first started this group, I got a lot of my information from a group that I heard of called the Prozac Survivor Support Group, and so I thought, well, I'll have people call me while I'm researching.
Hold that thought, Betty. I guess it's Betty Henderson. We're talking about SSRI. If you have a question, 970-689-8255. Right here at the American Center.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Ferris Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Ferris Survival carries high-quality, long-term, storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality, organic bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Ferris Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, three blocks north of Hamden in Inglewood. Call Ferris Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Ferris Survival today.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Betty Henderson, and we're talking about SSRI drugs. If you have a question, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255, and give us a call. And, of course, Betty, why don't you get your website out? How can people get your material? You say you have over 1,000 instances where people have committed crimes or suicide taking these drugs?
There's 3,166 incidences of criminal activity.
How many?
3,166.
Well, that's rather devastating.
Yes, it is. Of those 3,166, about 1,000 of them are either murders or murder attempts, murder suicides, or a shooting where, like a school shooting or a workplace violence shooting where people were killed. And so it's just really sad. And a lot of them are bizarre behaviors, people doing crazy things, and it made the newspapers. And the reporters reported which drug they were on, which SSRI. And then, of course, there's a lot of things like arson and assault, you know, assault and battery and shoplifting. The thing is, when you start going manic, there's different types of mania. There's kleptomania, you know, you feel like you want to steal something or you want to gamble more or something. Kleptomania, and then there's pyromania, where you feel like you want to set fires. So these drugs, they're causing mania. Some people head towards pyromania, and they burn down their house or somebody else's house. Then there's dipsomania. That means that you have a craving for alcohol, and a lot of people will start taking an SSRI and think they're doing well, and all of a sudden they realize that they've become an alcoholic. So we've had people report that, too, to us. And when I worked with the Prozac Survivor Support Group, a lot of people called me and said, well, their problem was, their wife had just started, or their husband had just started on Prozac, and that their personality had changed, and they wanted a divorce. The person that was on Prozac wanted a divorce. And sometimes they actually, like, ran off, you know, ran away from home or did something tremendously uncharacteristic for them, like a whole personality change. So, these drugs also, one of the problems is if you have a bad reaction to the drug and you go to the doctor, he'll say, well, maybe you're need an antipsychotic. You know, you go in and you say, oh, I think I'm seeing things, or and so then they say, well, maybe you're bipolar and you need a mood stabilizer, or you need an antipsychotic or a benzodiazepine. And so they start, instead of gradually taking you off the SSRI and getting you back to health with exercise and diet and different things, sunshine and social support, instead they add more drugs. So pretty soon we have a tremendous increase. It used to be that bipolar disorder was less than 1% of the population, but now since Prozac came out and everybody is getting on these Prozac-type drugs, we have something like 6% of the population now is considered bipolar. And you can even read this in the newspaper. They'll say so-and-so robbed a bank, and his wife said, oh, well, he was bipolar, you know. So everybody's bipolar now. And I've been around for a long time, and back when I was a younger person, I never heard the word bipolar or manic depression. That was just such a rare thing.
Well, of course, now a lot of people are given the SSRI drugs because they're depressed. Isn't that the primary reason you give them?
Well, it's the primary reason, but now it seems like they've added more and more. You know, the drug companies think up different reasons to give it, like give it for obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, and they give it for social anxiety disorder, like are you shy or bashful or nervous around people. And they give it for, like Cymbalta, they try to give it now for fibromyalgia, you know. And people don't even know that they're taking an antidepressant. They think they're taking something for a nerve problem, fibromyalgia, you know, physical nerves. So it's just gotten way out of hand.
Do these medications help some people? In other words, some people really feel that these have been beneficial.
Well, of course, some people think that they've been helped by them, and I'm not arguing if they think they've been helped by them. You know, maybe they have, like we think maybe 1 out of 10 people might be helped by them. But the problem is the person who's taking it is really the one who doesn't know, because sometimes they'll be at home and they become very hostile and their personality is sort of changed and and then they go to the doctor and the doctor says, how do you feel? And they say, well, I feel great, you know. So the doctor doesn't know about this personality change and how this person is being hostile to their spouse or children or whatever they're doing, being impulsive, or maybe they started gambling or something. So it's a very subtle drug. When these side effects come up, people don't know that this has happened, you know, to you. And so sometimes it's better for the doctor to ask the people around this person, well, how is she doing? I myself believe that you shouldn't take these Prozac-type drugs unless you're hospitalized, so that they can watch you at all times and see what your behavior is like and how you're actually doing.
Well, now, do these drugs help people with schizophrenia?
Well, no, they don't. Actually, they're actually contradicted in schizophrenia, at least to be taken alone as a monotherapy. See, this was the thing when the antidepressants first came out, and this was the older ones, which weren't nearly as strong on the serotonin syndrome, but they noticed right away that some people became psychotic on antidepressants. So they said, no, this is contradicted in schizophrenia because you could make a schizophrenic worse by giving them an antidepressant, or you could make a manic depressive bipolar patient worse by giving them an antidepressant. But what they're doing now is they're doing it backwards. If you take the antidepressant and you become psychotic, you'll go in and they'll say, oh, well, you were just a latent schizophrenic, or you were a latent bipolar disorder person, and we didn't know it. The drug just brought that out. And so this is kind of a backwards way to be doing medicine in a real tragic way.
It sure is. Well, we've got somebody calling in. Who's calling in?
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Hey, yeah, this is Phil and Greeley.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hey, I had personal experience with Klonopin and Zyprexa, and I can tell you that Klonopin worked. I haven't taken it for like a year now, but the Zyprexa was horrible, and I had the one to put me on the Klonopin. And then after a year, because of insurance changes, I had to go to another doctor, and he said, well, just stop taking it. Take the Zyprexa. And, boy, what it did to me was, your guest is talking about, how it affects people psychologically. I can attest to that personally. It was about a year of living hell. And finally, I went back into that doctor and threw the stuff literally in his face. And quit taking it and went back to the Klonopin, because I don't know what would have happened if I kept taking it.
Well, now, what is Klonopin?
Klonopin is a benzodiazepine. It's not an SSRI.
Okay, so it works for
kind of like
entirely
a sedative
different
drug for anxiety.
What about the depressant? Is that...
Zyprexa is an atypical antipsychotic. It's one of the new antipsychotics, but it's also half antidepressant. See, the older antipsychotics were only antipsychotics, but the new ones are half antipsychotic and half antidepressant. So,
does it have the serotonin blocking?
Yes, it does.
It does, serotonin
blocking.
It does.
So,
okay, so
there are some people that are having a terrible time with the new atypicals. Also, they're causing diabetes like crazy and weight gain. Did you gain weight on Zyprexa?
I did not, but I knew I had a friend of mine, a woman that was on it, and she was getting a lot of weight gain. And it was actually causing me to become psychotic, and that wasn't a problem I had in the first place.
Right, okay. This is the thing. See, the
well, thanks very much for calling. Bye bye.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is Betty Henderson. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment on this. Maybe you've taken these drugs and you think they're wonderful. Well, we hear all the time, though, from people who've taken them and think they're catastrophic. Well, certainly, is there any question at all, you know, Betty, as far as withdrawing these drugs? Certainly something that's resulted in this many murders and suicides and other catastrophic things, with doing as little good as it does. And certainly if it's only helping 10 or 20% of the people, how often do people, these total alteration of their mind and their personalities? Do we have any idea how many bad results there are?
Hello? In the clinical trials, when they were testing for children, 6% became manic, and they had picked children who were not suicidal or really just only mildly to moderately depressed. So it's probably in the general population, when you get out in the real world, maybe 10 to 12% are becoming manic on the drugs, having mania and psychosis and abnormal thinking and hostility.
So you help 10% and you lose 10%. Well, that sounds pretty that's good enough for government work.
Yeah, but you have to think that there's 30 to 40 million people on these drugs.
I know.
That's why, you know.
It's frightening. Well,
it
who
is.
Do we have calling in?
I have a comment.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know if it was your program or one of the other ones on American Freedom Radio, but I think I listened to a program by Betty Martini, and she said that they were putting MSG into all these antidepressant drugs. And prescription than do talk therapy. And oftentimes when they switch insurance plans, the provider strikes a cheaper deal with a different drug, and that's why that other man was told to switch, probably, as opposed to let's try a different one.
Mm-hmm.
This is real scary.
Yeah, it really is. And boy, you think it's bad now? Wait till we have Obama plan here, and you're going to have the central planners who really cannot do anything effectively describing what medications we're going to take and forcing us to take medications and vaccinations and all of these things because some bureaucrat thinks that this is the way to do it.
Well, I will not take vaccinations, and I will not be told what to do. I will be out protesting and taking care of my Second Amendment rights.
Well, you obviously are a potential terrorist, but we won't report you to the Obama administration. But speech like that, hate speech, frightening speech, you're going to defy the bureaucrats who are there to help us?
Well, you know, I think maybe no one's marched since the baby boomers marched against the Vietnam War, and I think we may be the only generation here that may be able to help save the world, because I don't think anybody else is really paying attention.
God bless you. Thanks so very much for calling. Bye-bye. All right, do you have any comments at all, Betty? Oh, who do we have calling in?
Ian Greeley?
Yes, go ahead.
I just turned on the radio. I had a question there for your guest. I've several years back I was on a couple of these drugs and they put me on for depression. I got put on Wellbutrin for a little while, and Wellbutrin made me so depressed that I just wanted to kill myself, and I never felt that bad before.
They just put out a warning, not just for children, but for adults on Wellbutrin. It just came out last week that there's a black box warning now for suicidality and Wellbutrin. The reason they did this was because Wellbutrin is also Zyban. It's the same exact identical drug, and that's the drug used for to help people quit smoking. And Shantex and Zyban, a black box warning put on them.
Really?
Well, yes, and so this is probably, you just ran into, people can't understand that an antidepressant can also make them more depressed.
Yeah, and I went back into the doctor, and so he just, you know, switched me to a new medicine. He put me on Vexor, and that made me so angry, I went absolutely ballistic. I actually ended up almost beating up one of my best friends. Because it just made me so angry.
It made you angry, yes. Effexor can make a person go into a rage. They all can, though. This hostility can escalate into rage. This hostility that's listed in the physician's desk reference is one of the side effects. Some people go into terrible rages from it.
And we'd be far better off not taking these medications. We got a wonderful DVD called Nutrition and Behavior. Nutrition and Behavior. If you got psychological problems, get a copy of that and listen to it.
If I could just make one more comment.
Sure,
I actually, from this experience, have a hard time believing in any of these drugs, but I actually learned some mental tricks and even some spiritual things, but I no longer struggle with depression at all, and I've learned that 99% of it is all mental, at least for myself, and I haven't had to take anything like that for years, and I'm doing fantastic.
Okay, great. I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we've got about a minute for you to wrap up the program, Betty.
Oh, okay. I would advise people to go into www.ssristories.com, and to read the cover page, go into the index and look at it, and to send this on to their friends. Because we can't keep the secret any longer about these terrible, terrible crimes that are happening, the school shootings and the workplace violence and all the terrible murder-suicides that are going on, that this big increase in these murder-suicides. And so send it to as many people as you can. And that's all I really have to say then, I guess. Dr. Stan, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I appreciate so much your being with us, and I think it's vitally important that people understand what's going on and get involved in this. And stay away from the doctors. Unfortunately, the doctors are trapped in a system where, of course, they never hear about the murders and the suicides, and I'm sure they're never going to hear about Betty's website and the books that have been written about this subject, why they're just so hard to come by. And you wonder why? Well, we're out of time. God bless you, Betty. Thanks so very much for being with us, and I would want to get you on some of our other programs as well.
Thank you.
We have a whole flock of different audiences.
Bye.
You need to get your message out. Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed our conversation. Well, basically, most people have no idea what really happens in medicine. Having been in part of it for a long period of time, I sympathize with the doctors. They really do not have much of the information you're going to hear on programs like this. We do carry a great book written by Dr. Marshall Angel on the staff at Harvard, who for many years was the editor of the most prestigious medical journal in the United States, the New England Journal of Medicine. Her book, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, is must reading, and she simply goes into the background of how the drug companies are not there to help you. They're there to make money for their stockholders, and much of what they're doing is actually harmful for the American people. They have made her life so miserable for writing this book. She wouldn't even reply to numerous emails I sent her trying to get her onto our programs. They're tracking her, everything she says, everything she does. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you're not dealing with nice people. What You Should Know About the Drug Companies by Dr. Marshall Angel, well worthwhile reading. It will give you a tremendous understanding of what's going on. We have so many things on health and health issues. Certainly if you don't have Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, you really need to have that information. The book is sort of a Bible in our home, and we design much of our activities and taking medications and minerals around what Russell says. He's a personal friend. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with Russell, Life-Saving Secrets. That's Life-Saving Secrets. The book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have the DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development, and one that Russell actually put out called Nutrition and Behavior. We recommend all of them to you. You need to have this information. You need to understand the dangers of eating soy. We have a four-tape set on soy, and we even carry a book on soy and soy products, which are being pushed, which are in many ways harmful to your health. And the average individual does not understand these things, and they're being lied to by the government. Unfortunately, we have some of the finest bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. today that money could buy. So certainly our material on soy, we think, is outstanding. It's a great four-tape set, interviews with people who discuss the dangers of soy and soy products. We carry a book on magnesium, the miracle of magnesium. Certainly, most people are magnesium deficient. Really, for people with cardiac irregularities, you need to know the background of magnesium and the importance. I'll have to admit, I take it every day, and it helps to control my cardiac irregularity at 80 years of age. And certainly, we go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. Now, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Alzheimer's disease, we've got a great four-tape set on that and what you can do to avoid it. Or if a loved one has this, what you should be doing nutritionally for them. This is one of the great scourges of our time. They know how to prevent it. And, of course, any effort to prevent it is being blocked. We have a four-tape set on mercury because they are giving mercury, large doses of mercury, to our elderly. And, of course, this is one of the things that precipitates Alzheimer's disease. For an excellent overview of vaccines, the DVD is Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. With that comes the CD-ROM, the thousands of pages of scientific studies. They know. They just don't want you to know. So until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your